Today on Changing Course, we're talking with Noriko Horiguchi, who is an associate professor here at the University of Tennessee in the Japanese program in the Department of Modern Foreign Languages and Literatures. She chairs both the Japanese program and the Asian Studies program and is the author of Women Adrift, the Literature of Japan's Imperial Body. I understand you have some events coming up here in February.
Yes, so there's going to be this big event next Tuesday, February 5th, from 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. at the Howard Baker Center at UT. And this is a great opportunity for UT students and the community members to learn about Japan from the perspectives of the Consul General of Japan, Mr. Hiroyuki Kobayashi.
So what can you tell me about Mr. Kobayashi?
Mr. Kobayashi arrived in Nashville this past year, but before that, he held many positions in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Japan, including those in Tokyo and Washington, D.C., at the Japanese embassy. And he specializes in international treaties, maritime security, international cooperation, including economic and cultural exchange programs. And he's visiting UT to discuss United States-Japan relations, its history and the current state of affairs, and probably about the future as well.
I'm trying to think just off the top of my head what type of connections the state of Tennessee might have with Japan. The first thing that comes to my mind, of course, is Denso, but can you tell me a little more about how Tennessee and the country of Japan are connected?
It seems as though we have paid very little attention to this very strong tie between the state of Tennessee and Japan. When I arrived here at UT in 2003, I went to a party, and I was talking to somebody who is married to my colleague at the time, but he has been to Japan, and he asked me, "What are you doing here?" Because he thought there's no business for a Japanese person, right, in Tennessee. But actually, there's a very strong bond politically, economically, and culturally. So politically, the late Senator Baker was ambassador to Japan from 2001 to 2005. And the current ambassador from the United States to Japan is Mr. Hagerty, who is a businessman from the state of Tennessee. So that's a political tie. Economically, Japan is the largest foreign investor in Tennessee. Tennessee is second only to California in terms of FDI, foreign direct investment by Japanese companies. There are 193 Japanese companies here in the state, and they have invested about $17 billion and hired about 52,000 people from the state. And just last year, Denso invested $1 billion and hired 1,000 people. And culturally, this is a generalization, and I have to be careful with this, but this is based on my own experience of growing up in Japan and going to Japan every single year, but also having spent 15 years in other parts of this country and having been in Tennessee for 15 years. I find people here very similar to people in Japan. They are polite, pleasant, and somewhat indirect in their communication style. So there's that similarity, I find. But Japan used to be known, right, for its military power in the 1930s and 40s. And after the war, Japan came to be known for its economic power in the 1970s and 80s. But today, it seems as though Japan is known for its cultural power, its soft power, right? And that includes food, anime, animation films, manga, graphic novels, games, right? Pokemon and other computer games.
Yes, I know several kids and adults that are crazy about those games. I'm kind of crazy about the Japanese baseball player Shohei Ohtani, who is the best pitcher-hitter combo since Babe Ruth. Are there any other recent examples?
The most recent export, cultural export from Japan is KonMari, Kondo Marie, who helps people tidy up and purify their houses and their state of mind. And she used to be an assistant at the Shinto Shrine, so she has this sort of aura and credibility. But again, it seems as though Japan is known for these things these days, but this cultural power is not disconnected from, you know, economic power and political power. So Japan is accumulating this cultural capital, which brings in economic profit, right, to Japan, and it also contributes to the political standing in the global context. So I would like, you know, students and the community members to have more opportunities to learn about Japan in all these aspects, and also all social, you know, problems that Japan faces today. So I thought, again, the Consul General's visit would be a great opportunity for all of us to learn about Japan.
So when you go to Japan, and you mentioned that you live and work in Tennessee, do you ever get any kind of reactions or familiar connections to this place?
So when I mentioned Tennessee in Japan, it seems as though the first thing that comes to many people's minds is Tennessee Waltz, the song, which was adapted by Eddie Chiemi in 1952. This is at the very end of American occupation. Tennessee is also known for, of course, its whiskey, Jack Daniels, country music, and, of course, Taylor Swift and Justin Timberlake and so on. It seems as though, based on my experience, the perception of Tennessee in Japan is positive, and it seems to come from you know, popular culture, among other things.
Japan's Consul General Kobayashi is coming Tuesday, February the 5th at 11 a.m. It's free. It's at the Howard H. Baker Center for Public Policy here on the campus of the University of Tennessee. Is he going to do anything else or have any other events while he's here?
So this public lecture by Consul General of Japan on Tuesday the 5th follows another event on Monday the 4th. And this is a Japanese industry roundtable. This is not open to public, but we have invited about 25 representatives from Japanese companies across the state of Tennessee, and they will participate in this event. And this is a great opportunity for UT to learn about the workforce expectations and needs, and to learn how UT can strengthen our academic programs to prepare effective, well-trained and globally minded workforce for these companies. And this is not just about business and engineering, but about language and culture as well. All these things are not separate from one another. And my vision is to prepare students who can speak the language of global culture, business, and politics.
Who are the sponsors of all this?
So this event, Japanese Industry Roundtable, is led by the Japanese program in the Department of Modern Foreign Languages and Literatures. But we have received a lot of support, of course, from the Consul General of Japan and the University of Tennessee Chancellor's Office, Provost's Office, and deans of colleges of arts and sciences, business, and also engineering. And we have been getting a lot of help from corporate and foundation engagement at UT.
Thank you, Dr. Horiguchi.
Thank you so much.